Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever gives you the best signal. You're on the Contact Show. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host of today's program. And today we're going to hear some interesting detail about Brookville and specifically the Brookville Chamber of Commerce. Our guest today is going to be Jamie Popson. She's the executive director of the Brookville Chamber, and she's a wealth of information, and she's going to give us lots of details on things happening with the chamber in Brookville. I want to welcome Jamie Popson to the show. Welcome, Jamie. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are always glad to have local people that know what's going on in their community. Today is your awards event. And I'm sure you're very excited about that.
I am very, very excited. This is actually one of my more favorite events. It's an opportunity to highlight on the people and businesses that do above and beyond just their normal 9-to-5 expectations.
Well, that is great. Let's go to a commercial, and when we come back, we'll get right into talking about your awards event that's going on this evening.
Provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Okay, we are back on the Contact program. If you're just joining us, I'm Pat Shea, your host, and today we have Jamie Popson, the executive director of the Brookville Chamber of Commerce. And Jamie was going to tell us about the fantastic awards event happening today in Brookville. Jamie, I'm all ears. Tell me about your event.
Yes, absolutely. So tonight we will be giving away 4 different awards to well-deserving recipients. We will start with a guest speaker, which is Sarah Gallagher. She is going to elaborate on our theme for this evening's event is the heart of Brookville. Sarah comes with us from the Brookville Borough, so she has a lot of the other aspects of the of Brookville that the Chamber also goes along with. So tonight's award recipients will be the 2026 Large Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, the President's Cup, which is our nonprofit, and the Dr. Walter Dick Memorial Award, which is basically our Brookville's Little Person of the Year Award. It's always an honor to just watch this event take fold. Everything is a surprise. No one knows. And it's such a moving experience to be a part of.
Yes, and I can tell you as a business operator, it's very nice to be recognized for your work. So that is something that I'm sure is very popular in the community. I got to ask you, though, what do you call a large business versus a small business?
Well, that is extremely difficult because this is a long-running event. And obviously, we do have several manufacturers in this area. But it does become a little bit more difficult. So we have played around with the actual definition of a large business just to kind of spread the love a little bit better, and it goes based on the number of employees that is employed through your company.
Gotcha. I worked for Verizon, and I was in the large business department, and we called a large business a company that had 100 telephone lines or more.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's kind of an arbitrary thing as well. And then, of course, a small business would be anything else.
Absolutely. Down to the mom-and-pop shops that are just themselves running it without an employee, to the ones that are hiring a couple part-time high school students running pizzas or something simple. So we're very, very inclusive here.
Gotcha. Can you mention a little bit about the requirements for the President's Cup Award and the Dr. Walter Dick Memorial Award?
Absolutely. So the President's Cup Award is nonprofit, so fitting into that, whether it be 501c3, 501c6, and all of the other numbers and letters that go along with that. And honestly, it's they're nominated, and there is a committee that is through the chamber that sits down and goes through each of the nominations and really pulls, yes, this person does great things, but, you know, this other person over here, they just, that little bit extra, or things that are noticed a little bit more, and that goes along with the Dr. Walter Dick. One of my favorite ones that we had given was a gentleman who is in town, and he participates in all of the sports activities. You can always see him at the concession stands. You always see him shoveling Main Street sidewalks, and it was so moving just to watch him get that award, and we actually received several phone calls afterwards thanking us for acknowledging him, because it was one of those, he doesn't do it for the thank yous. It's that behind-the-scenes thing, and that was one of my most favorites.
That's wonderful, and I'm sure that was very meaningful to him and the people that appreciated his volunteerism. We have had a focus on several of our shows in the past couple of months about volunteering and the need for more volunteers, and we had several community organizations that talked about their specific need for the fire department and the Salvation Army and several other organizations. Is Brookfield having better luck with volunteers, or is that always an effort to try to recruit more people for their various organizations?
It is absolutely always an effort. Always. Even if you have too many, it's never enough. And I think that I speak for all of the nonprofits, or not even nonprofits, but anything in that. I'm personally involved in several different organizations throughout the community, between festivals and sports and all of the other things that I've been involved with. I think that more hands are always better. And I, as the chamber director, I like looking at the next generation, getting the kids involved in the community, getting them excited about living here and kind of fighting that stigma that there's nothing to do here, this is boring. Well, it's not. You just have to find it or be a little bit more creative. Or one thing I like saying from my seat is, okay, well, join me and let's do something. What are you going to do to help me create something or fix something, or kind of putting that responsibility back on the residents. And hey, if you have these events in your community and you're not supporting them, you can't complain that there's nothing to do.
Exactly. And we do have a lot to offer in this area. And unfortunately, some of the young people feel that moving is the best option. I can tell you, I lived in Pittsburgh for 1 year, and I moved, and everybody said, what in the world are you moving for? We've got the football, the baseball, the hockey, the symphony, and all this stuff. And I said, you know what? I've been to one baseball game in 1 year. I can drive from Dubois to see that one baseball game. And, you know, we are centrally located to Pittsburgh and Cleveland and several other places. So it's a great place to live, and I would love to see the young people, as you said, start appreciating what we do have to offer.
Absolutely.
Now, you had mentioned that you have several chamber events coming, and I'd sure like to hear about them. Could you message what's coming up with the chamber?
Absolutely. So every Monday in the warmer months, we host Food Truck Monday, bringing one food truck downtown. It's just a different cuisine that you might not normally find here in Brookville, because a lot of our restaurants are closed on Mondays. So that's setting up, they're serving lunch, dinner. We have our Eggs and Issues, which is an informative breakfast. Public, everyone is welcome. This coming up one is May 13th. It will feature the Brookville Borough, providing some updates and positive things that are happening throughout our community that residents may not be aware of. So we invite everyone to come for a delicious breakfast. And I really like to focus on the networking as far as that. You never know who you're going to run into, who you're going to meet, what you're going to learn. So we really try to get people to show up for that. I have several ribbon cuttings coming up soon, including our own. We have recently moved into a new location in the center of Main Street, which is so exciting, pulling in a retail space, more of like a Brookville souvenir boutique gift shop kind of vibe with that, and pulling in a lot of local artists. So I am still looking for artists between pottery, photography, paintings, all of it. I love the arts, and I want to see that really, really thrive here in our community. In fact, the local art teacher and I have talked recently about a student showcase and getting the kids more involved in highlighting their talents.
That certainly ought to be very popular. I think that's a great idea.
I'm so excited for it.
Saw something about a barbecue.
Yes, we have the Brookville Barbecue Bash coming up at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds on August 22nd. We will be doing our wine walk, the Brookville Chamber Tasting Tour, and that's Saturday, December 6th. So lots and lots of different things are happening. If you jump on the brookvillechamber.com website and go to the event calendar, it is filled with different things to do. So it's really exciting. There's a lot of momentum and energy and things that are just happening right now in town, and it's exciting to be part of so much of it.
Yes, and I congratulate you for taking the head of all of this activity. You're no doubt very busy.
I'm just having fun, and everyone else gets to benefit from it.
That's great. And your food truck Monday, I think that's a brilliant idea with so many restaurants being closed on Monday and not having a whole lot of option to eat out on a Monday.
Absolutely. Just Monday we had a Mexican cuisine, a taco truck. This coming we have a local who does barbecue, which obviously we have Devil's Barbecue, and it's fantastic, but they are closed on Mondays. So this is just a nice little spin to that.
Yes, and it's nice to be respectful to the local businesses.
Absolutely.
So that you're doing this when they're not open, so it's not a real threat to their business.
Absolutely. And I try not to bring in a pizza. If you want pizza, you can go to the Courthouse Grill, Fox's Pizza, Pizza Hut. You have these different options. So I try to really, really focus and be respectful to the businesses that are here and are open.
That is great. And we love to eat in the area, so you're giving them lots of food offerings. That's great.
Absolutely.
You know, we have also on several of our shows talked about churches and other community organizations having a problem getting members. It seems that everybody's maybe focused on social media a lot more than they are local activities, such as attending church and joining the fire department and what have you. Has that seemed to have impacted your membership at all?
It has, but at the same time, it has not. Our membership has actually grown, and being here by myself, with the exception of a couple interns that we had last year, and I do have someone with me currently through the Pathstones program, an older generation that comes in. It's like a training program, but she's been wonderful. She's actually the one who's putting all the events on the calendar. It's great. But being here, I'm not able to go out and do that membership drive that I want to, and hopefully once we get settled a little bit better and we are able to do that. But right now it's the momentum and the things that we're doing and the energy, and they're just showing up. They're reaching out, like, hey, how can I be involved? Hey, what can we do? We're always looking for new board members, new volunteers. If you don't want that dedication, you could come help us at the barbecue bash. Maybe it's just doing registration at the wine walk or different things. So we always have those volunteer opportunities just to get involved. Maybe it's a couple from the bank will wear your logo shirt, show up. It's networking. It's so much more. It's community. It's all of the things.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that. And I can tell you, as somebody that runs a business, the chamber has been very helpful to me personally. Being in a group of other business people, you always have a ready group of advisors that can answer questions that you might have, give you some tips on insurance purchasing and things like that to help maximize your dollar. And that's so important today with everything being so expensive. So I've really appreciated the chamber's help with propelling my business and helping us be more effective with operating and more efficient with our spending. So that's been very helpful. And I would encourage, if anybody's listening that would like to join the chamber, they need to contact you. And I can assure you that you'll benefit from that group environment where there's always somebody there that could give you some advice, help you with a problem that you might have, and you can bounce off your issues with other business people. Can you tell us how you become a member of the chamber?
Absolutely. So I like to focus on each membership is completely different. Something that ABC company needs isn't necessarily something that XYZ company needs. So where you have like the larger manufacturers, I can't run around town and said, hey, you should go buy a locomotive today. Like that's not something that we do. But they are almost always hiring or always looking for, you know, that that shout out of, hey, this is new, or that fun thing that's happening. Whereas, you know, that smaller shop, they might need help with like the marketing side of things or the connection, a new person in the area. Some of the phone calls that come into the chamber are entertaining. All of the things. I believe that the definition of a chamber of commerce has changed over the years with the technology and Google and different things. We are no longer necessarily that directory. However, one thing that I do like to really, really push and focus on is there are things that Google doesn't tell you. For example, my number one by far phone call that I receive, I'm looking for a contractor that's going to show up. I can Google contractor, and I always try to explain as well, when you have a, let's say a mechanic, backyardmechanic.com, and there's a good chance he's not part of the chamber, and there's, you know, he might not be fully insured, properly insured. He might be, you know, just kind of throwing things together, which can be fine in certain circumstances, but when you're looking for, you know, something else and you have ABC mechanic, they are a member of the chamber, you already have that one step forward in your reputation. So I really try to, I guess that's the difference between a chamber member and not. We're here to do that reputation. And I do try to meet and know the services and things that are happening because I do get those phone calls. A locksmith, that's a big one, and apparently we don't have a lot in this area. And they're more difficult to find. But I have a network of people behind me that I can reach out to. Hey, does anyone know someone who can go out to Cook Forest and unlock this person's camp for them? And because that's the question we get. It is wild, some of the calls that I have received. And it's nice to know that at least they thought about us. It's exciting.
Yes, and I've heard that a lot of times prospective businesses like chains may call the chamber and ask, hey, do you have any land or do you have any incentives if we were to move to Brookville? Does that happen very much?
It does, actually. I have been talking with, it's a friend of mine that just recently moved back to the area, and they are looking to start a business. And I was able to give them some insight on things that they didn't know, that behind-the-scenes things that are happening in the community. And then I was actually on my way to the grocery store the other day, and I saw a spot. And I'm like, oh, hey, you should check this one out. And I like to kind of think of myself as kind of hand everywhere. And if I don't know the answer, I at least know someone who can help you get the answer. So I try to push myself in those different directions. Because, yes, there are several mechanics. There are several salons. There are different things. But those little questions that Google can't answer, I can. So I like that personal connection, and I've received thank you cards. I love this community, and I just want everyone else to as well.
Well, that is wonderful. I am curious, what do you think the future focus of the chamber is going to be? Maybe something that's a little bit of a shift from the past.
I would definitely say more into the awareness. That is one big thing that personally bothers me is I hear a lot of the negative things. why would you move here? This is boring here. We don't have Walmart and shopping malls inside of Brookville. But we have Walmarts that are just a few minutes away. It's not that big a deal. And if you focus on what we do have, we're pretty lucky and spectacular by being Brookville, not comparing us to a larger city or even a neighboring town. We are very, very lucky to have the people and the resources and the businesses that we do have in this town.
Yes, I am always impressed with the downtown beauty of Brookville. It's always a pleasure to drive through and see how well kept the business fronts are and your sidewalks and so forth. The only complaint I might have is, gosh, your meter enforcement is pretty strict. But if I put a quarter in, guess what? I don't get a ticket. So I guess I should
focus
on that.
And that's my biggest scream. If that's really what people's biggest complaints are, is that, 10 cents to park on Main Street or Nickel or and then even the parking ticket, I think it's like $5. I used to live in a bigger city, and I can tell you there are a lot more traumatic things that are happening outside of Brookville.
Oh, yes. And I got a $25 one in Pittsburgh. So
yes, absolutely.
Those $5 ones aren't that bad.
No, not at all.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be back shortly.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Okay, we are back, and if you just joined, you're listening to the Contact Show on Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7, and today we have Jamie Popson, the Executive Director of the Brookville Chamber of Commerce. She has been filling us in on events that are pending. She has one today, this evening, that's an exciting awards service ceremony, where they're going to award the large business, small business, the President's Cup, and the Dr. Walter Dick Memorial Award. And those are all kind of a secret that'll be announced tonight. Is that right, Jamie?
That is correct, and I am so excited. I think the reveal is one of my favorite parts about it. It's just rewarding to be a part of that.
And it makes it kind of exciting. And since we're talking about that so much, is it possible for somebody to still get a ticket, or are they closed?
No, absolutely. We always welcome everyone. Yes, it is possible to still get a ticket. They are $20 or $15 discount for chamber members. At this point, if you could just call in, let us know that you are planning to attend, how many, and then we can collect at the door.
Would you mind giving your number in case somebody's listening and they would like to buy a ticket?
Absolutely. So our telephone number here at the office is 814-849-8448.
Gotcha. So if you're interested in their awards ceremony, please give Jamie a call or her staff at that number she mentioned, and you can still get into the program that starts at 4:30?
Yes, it starts at 4:30. We're going to do a little networking cocktail hour and then go into the awards around 5:30.
Gotcha. Well, Jamie, it has been very informative. I appreciate your time. And as we wrap up, did you have a last message that you'd like to give the listeners about the Brookville Chamber and all the things that are going on in Brookville?
I think the biggest one is our new location. A couple people have stopped in, and please don't look now. I promise there are so many exciting things that are coming within the next month. We're going to have a Brookville Souvenirs. Shirts and coffee mugs and stickers, and I'm bringing back the postcard. I've been working with some photographers and historians to focus on the historic and then the current scenery. We're doing a lot of things, and I'm very, very excited for that to be right here in the center of Main Street.
Well, thank you so much for explaining that, and I think that's going to be a great offering for the Brookville community